From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The former mayor of Homestead, Stephen Bateman, was found guilty of using his office to benefit a second job he had as a consultant. Yesterday, it took jurors 3 hours before dropping the guilty verdict on two felony counts of illegal compensation and one misdemeanor count of illegal lobbying. Bateman came under scrutiny in 2013 after details became public that he had an undisclosed job as a consultant for Community Health of South Florida, Inc., or CHI. It was learned that CHI hired Bateman to manage construction projects, especially a Homestead project that was stalled over city sewage issues. Bateman remains free on bond while the judge decides whether to sentence the ex-mayor or consider the defense motion to dismiss. Miami-Dade County saw a small uptick in unemployment in August. Meanwhile, Broward and Palm Beach counties saw their numbers hold steady. But Wilson Sayre reports that the interesting story here is not the unemployment, but where people are finding work.
The best news this month comes from the construction industry, which had the largest increase in jobs. Ken Simonson is with the Associated General Contractors of America. He says some of the increase has to do with a backlog of construction jobs that were stalled during the 2008 recession.
I don't think that it will stay that strong, but it does look as if the state is bringing workers back in from other industries, other states, or it's training new workers and enticing people to choose construction as a career again.
Simonson says those construction job numbers will depend on how long the private and public sector will finance large projects. Over 43,000 construction jobs were added over the past year, more than any state in the country. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.